Good morning.
How are you today?
Fabulous, thank you very much.
You brought the sunny weather with you as well. It was fantastic.
Let's hope it stays.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Well, I've called you in this morning because I found out that you've got a couple of things going on recently, haven't you?
That's right.
It's one's on the 18th, is that right?
One's on the 18th, but before that, on the 15th, on Saturday, we have a football tournament.
Sounds interesting. Where's the football tournament being held?
It's going to be here at the Brentwood Centre.
Okay.
And we're working with Brentwood Town Football Club, who are helping us massively.
Fantastic.
We're also working with Essex Wellbeing.
Right.
This whole event was my son Joss's idea.
Okay.
In support of men's mental health.
Oh, fantastic.
And we have two charities. One is the Craig Tyler Trust. They're a local charity based in Pitsea. And Craig Tyler took his own life 5 years ago. His mother, Karen, didn't want his death to be in vain.
Yeah, right.
And she set up the Craig Tyler Trust, which is amazing in its support of anybody who is feeling anxious, nervous, suicidal. So it supports those people, but also supports families of those people.
Right.
They have a group for people who have lost loved ones to suicide. And they have lots of drop-in centres and meetings for everybody. They're fantastic. So that's the first charity, who are local.
Okay.
And the second charity is Andy's Man Club, they have clubs all over the country. They meet each Monday evening in various locations at 7 o'clock, and men can go along and chat.
Fantastic. Just discuss any problems I may have.
It's okay not to be okay.
It is okay not to be okay, yeah.
It's okay to talk.
This is coming into the forefront more now than ever before. I think it's COVID seems to have changed people a little bit. It's definitely changed me. I'm become a little bit more anxious about things now than I ever did before. But it's good to talk about it because it gets it out in the open.
Try and break that stigma of, conditioning. So, you know, men are taught from a very young age to stay strong, harden up, all these sorts of things. So it's breaking down that conditioning.
Yeah, yeah.
So Andy Man's Club definitely is a positive way forward for men to know that it's okay to talk.
Right, fantastic. So that's the football's on the 15th.
Yes.
Have you got many entries so far?
We have, with great thanks to Robin Lynn from UKFC Football Club something or other. Robin's been brilliant. He's linked with Brentwood Town Football Club and he lives and breathes football, unlike me. I have no idea. So thanks to him, we've got about 50 teams.
Oh, wow.
Mainly kids' teams. Every player will receive a medal. And for the kids' teams, there are trophies as well. So we've got 7 trophies lined up. Hopefully,
fantastic.
As long as the weather holds and the rain stays away, it will make for a really good day. It's not going to be too hot.
Yeah.
We've got various stands coming. Absolutely. So we've got various stands coming in support of different mental health. We've got Rocky's Animals coming, Hopefield Animal Sanctuary, Kids Inspire. Hopefully Mind are coming along, Essex Wellbeing. There will be NHS health checks on the day as well.
Right, fantastic.
So if you want to come along and have a health check, come along, Mike.
A lovely
day
out.
Get yourself tested.
Cup of tea. I dare say there'll be someone there selling teas.
There will be teas.
See, that's it. You've got me straight away.
We've got different food vans there.
Wow.
And Brentwood Town are doing all the food as well. The wonderful Karen Lane from Merry Me Tea Room will be there. She'll be doing her bit with the teas, coffees and cakes. You won't go hungry.
Fantastic.
And you get an NHS.
As you can see, I'm a little bit rotund.
No.
as I'm getting older, I'm becoming more rotund as things. But that's the course of life. That's the way it is for all of us.
Get your health check.
I will. I need a health check, to be honest with you.
We actually, going off beat a little bit, we had NHS health checks at work through Essex Wellbeing.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So they come in, they will come into any business and do health checks.
That's
for
really
free.
Good. Really good. Really, really good. So if somebody's listening right now and they want to join in with this, how do they get in contact with you, or how do they enter on for the 15th?
I don't know if we've got many spaces left, because we have got 50 teams, but the best thing would be to email info@bennettsfunerals.co.uk.
Okay.
Or to call 01277 210104, and we can take details and see if we can get them in with their team.
I shall put all this, when this interview goes live on our website, I shall put all the details at the bottom there for you with a click through to your Bennett's Funerals. And you've also got something else coming up on the 18th.
Yes. So we often get asked by various people what we do, what we have on site, where we keep everything. So we have decided to open up our premises to the public, which we've done before.
Right.
So next Tuesday at 4:30, we're opening up to allied professionals, which would be care home staff, ministers, clergy, GPs, anybody who we work with, to come in, have a look around and talk to us in depth about what happens to their loved one when they come in to our premises and how we look after them until the day of the funeral. And then at 6 o'clock, we will be opening up to the public. So anybody who wants to come in, have a mooch about, can do so. We will have the cars on display, information about how to arrange a funeral. And we will have some coffins on display and also refreshments.
Oh, fantastic. Refreshments
and
again.
And then Craig has organised an ice cream cart.
Oh, Craig. The saviour.
There will be ice creams available.
That's sure. Now that's a very sticky moment when one of your relatives passes away, because there is no instruction book for that. You just have to go by what you're told by the person in front of you at that moment. So this is going to help a lot of people that have got very elderly relatives that can see like the clear view as to what to do. Because it is awkward. It's a very awkward situation.
And of course, life is for living.
Mm.
But it is important to talk about death. Dying matters in terms of just expressing wishes. And then once you've done that, then obviously go off and enjoy your life and create memories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But hopefully it'll give allied professionals additional tools to be able to speak to families that have suffered loss. So just give them a little bit extra knowledge and insight as to what to say, how to say it, perhaps.
Brilliant. Okay, so if anybody's listening again, give me that email address again and the telephone number.
It is info@bennettsfunerals.co.uk and the telephone number 01277 210104.
Brilliant. Jane, Craig, thank you so much for coming
in
and clearing this up. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.